can't see us or you can't see them. Oh.
No, I turned the camera off. I wasn't sharing the cam.
Just fix that. You got to fix.
Yeah.
You got to fix. All right. Everybody, welcome to a special edition, because this is going to be special. Special episode of 2-for-1 Special Present Petty Hours. You already know, my name Randall, got the OG LJ and the OG himself Dad. Y'all go ahead and talk to these folks real quick.
So,
what
all right, so this what we got going on. Last time we was here, I go grocery shopping on Saturdays, right? Mm-hmm. When we left, I had this Saturday off. Mm-hmm. So I'm on the computer chilling, doing whatever I'm doing. All hell broke loose on Amazon. If y'all don't know, I work for Amazon delivery driver. All hell broke loose on the app, because we got an app to show you the schedule. Everybody got booted off the schedule, right? So everybody was freaking out, like, did we get fired? So I was like, I worked at Comcast for 6 years. It's a glitch. They're probably working on it. I ain't tripping.
Right.
So when I was at the gym, lo and behold, they like, hey, we're working on it. We had to do some stuff. Just wait about 20, 30 minutes. Your schedule should be fine. Cool. I'm thinking I'm finna have the same schedule, right?
Right.
I'm thinking I'm finna have my Friday, Saturday, Sunday off that I usually get every other week, right? Mm-hmm. Phone start buzzing. Mind you, I'm in the gym, right? Phone start buzzing. Instead of working 4 days, because I worked 4 days off three, mm-hmm. he only got me down for two. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, he's still working on it. 30 minutes passed. And everybody, and he said the schedule straight. At this point, I'm in the gym sweating. I'm like, bro, hold on. There's no way on earth you got me put down for 2 days. I need my other 2 days. I text him. He like, I'm still working on it. I'm like, all right, cool. I don't know why did you, what, but you know what, cool. So I'm thinking I'm going to get the same schedule. Schedule come out. He got me working Saturday. Here's the thing. I scheduled for my car to get maintenance a month ahead of time on this Saturday. Right. So I told him, like, hey, I already got my car scheduled for Saturday, which you already had me off. Mm-hmm. You know, is there any way you can change it? You already know, dang, you know, right. they. So hit my mom up, like, hey, can you take the car to get to the shop, yada, yada, all that crazy stuff. So that's why I'm ripping, running, doing all this, and that's why I told y'all, like, hey, we can't do another podcast. Dad, you good?
Yeah,
good. Okay. I'm just making sure, because I didn't know what you was doing. All right, so here's the other thing. Now, hopefully nobody get triggered by this. Me, LJ, Dad, we go to church, all that good stuff. Now, remember when we recorded the podcast on Sunday about Walmart?
Sure.
So let me tell y'all the back. Let me tell y'all the full story, because I want to tell y'all a little bit. So when I go to Walmart, for some strange reason, and Dad, when we got done with that podcast, I was right. I told LJ I was right. When I did Wikipedia, Jehovah's Witnesses do not supposed to shop at Walmart. I was right.
That's not what that
said. What it said.
What?
What it said?
Did not say that.
What it said?
He talking.
Nah,
I'll tell you
what
it said.
All I know is I was somewhat right, bro. Either way it go. When I go to Walmart, people mind their business.
This is what it said.
What it says? You highlighted it?
Oh, I highlighted it. It said, Jehovah's Witnesses endeavor to remain separate from the world, which they regard as a place of moral contamination under control of Satan. Doesn't say they don't go shop at Walmart.
I mean, that sounds like Walmart. I don't want to get too dark, but that, I'm just saying. But here's the thing, though. For everybody out there, long story short, it's this one Jehovah. It's a group of, but it's just one guy. Cause he usually be every like for the past 2-3 times I went to that Walmart, I saw, and he always talked to me for some strange reason. And like he always dodges everybody and shoots straight towards me. Why I don't know.
He like your face.
Well, he need to unlike my face because I run from me anyways. All I'm saying is this: one, I didn't know Jehovah's Witnesses witness. However, I'm sorry if I get it wrong. I don't know. I didn't know they shop at Walmart. I didn't know, bro. And two, I'm sorry. This is my first time ever seeing them inside of the Walmart.
I feel like you think they are a cult. I mean, they are, but I feel like you think they like a cult, where they live on a compound and they raise their.
I mean,
own
they do though, drinking. Don't they?
No.
Oh, they don't.
No.
So what? Bro, like, we ain't gonna get too deep because I'm about to say some crazy stuff, but I thought they did though. But and the second thing is, if somebody say no, that don't mean to chase them down when that person got a cart full of food. Because I was literally trying to dodge this dude after I said no, and he kept on trying to persuade me to come to his church.
He liked your face.
He need to unlike it.
Really?
No. Next time I come in, I'm a pepper spray. And
you wait. You gonna pepper spray the Jehovah?
I can't. What else? I can't hit him because if I hit him,
but you gonna pepper spray him?
Hey, that's the only thing you can do.
You know the charges are worse if you pepper spray them. You just punch
him. All I'm saying is, if no knows me, no. That's what that means. No me, no. But this is the last thing, because we got to be petty about 2K, because what they did. And then my last thing is I almost cut my finger off.
How did you almost cut your finger off?
Okay, I almost cut my finger off. Long story. Like, I legit don't know how I did it, bro. Like, I opened up a door, felt the pain. I was like, oh, okay. Started walking.
What door?
This is the little gym door down there.
Oh, it was probably just
not
set it down well. You probably got a hatch on it missing, and you slid it on that hatch, and you must have slid it real hard. You must have been angry at the door.
It was just a handle. I literally just grabbed the handle.
You used some force behind it. I don't know what that door did to you, but it said you ain't disrespecting me like this. You
Literally just exactly how we opened up that door over there. Uh-huh. Exactly how we
opened
up that
door. Obviously not, because you almost lost your finger.
I
over
did
there.
Though, but I toughed it out. Let Mother Nature
got necrosis on it.
I don't know what this is. All I know is I was not for to go to the hospital to get stitches. I knew that. But yeah, I almost lost my finger. So I had a crazy, crazy week, man. So yeah.
And to sum up everything. You're mad at the Jehovah's Witness because you feel like they don't shop at Walmart, but they do because they. I'm not going
to get the thing is, though. Hold on. The thing is, they don't leave out with food, though.
No.
I'm just saying.
They're
what'd you say?
Working.
I told LJ, I was like, they don't leave out of Walmart with food, so technically they're not shopping at Walmart.
You won't know if they was shopping regularly. You wouldn't know they was a
Jehovah's
Witness.
I don't know
Witness.
Is...
They was working.
Jehovah's
Witness. They was working.
Jehovah's Witness at Walmart don't make sense. That's all I'm saying.
You won't know if a person of Jehovah's Witness.
That's all I'm saying.
Start beating on your door.
They don't make sense. Jehovah's Witness and Walmart in the sentence don't make sense. I don't care.
Randall.
I'm just saying.
Randall.
Yes, sir.
Migraine.
Can you hear me, Randall?
I can hear you that.
Were they wearing like a white shirt and a tie?
He was.
That's a Mormon.
That's a Mormon. That's a Mormon. I'm leaving.
OJ. Come back. Come back. Hey, come defend me, bro. I need your help. I need your help. Oh, man. So this entire time, we was...
I just assumed you knew what a Mormon was.
So this entire time, I was bashing Lil for no reason. So hold on, did he have on a tie? All I know is
he had on black pants, white shirt, and black shoes.
Yeah.
That's a Mormon.
Oh. See, that's why y'all here. See, that's why y'all here. I got the technical stuff, but the other stuff I didn't
know. What technical stuff?
Like this. Like this. I mean, I the computer, all this stuff, but the other stuff, I need you guys' help. See, that's why y'all here. All I'm saying is this. No means no.
The migraine is bigger now.
The no means no. That's all I'm saying. When we at Walmart and you say no. So technically, I was right, though, because they Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, you don't. They still talk at Walmart. Walmart is for wait. Hold on. Let me look this up real quick. Do you know where Mormons started? Well, not started, but where they are from the United States.
No.
Mormons are usually in Utah.
Utah.
And stuff like that.
So why are they here?
They could usually drive. Utah. They could be anywhere.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. Oh, man.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
But hey,
everything else.
You know what? At this point, like I said, no mean no. I told him no. He should have been ready after me.
He was obviously. What?
So what?
No,
so
no. Wait, before you say anything else, what was he saying to you?
He want me to come to their services.
That's it.
Yeah, because that's the only thing
I was talking about. You can have multiple wives or anything.
Yeah, like I didn't let him get to that point. Once he said, I want you, I left after that. I was not fit to sit there and have a conversation with him. So it didn't get nowhere near to that point.
All right.
Yeah, he said something, and I was like, bro, I'm just here to get some food. And then I walked away. And then next thing I know, I saw him on another aisle. He tried to stop me again. That's when I started running with a cart full of food.
So, he wasn't really following you. Y'all just kept accidentally meeting each other.
No, he would follow me. He would follow me. Like, I legit turned around, look, and he was behind me. And when I started walking, so, Dad, you can't see this, but we was here.
I got
second
screen, but I can see.
No, it's behind. It's behind you, so you can't see it.
It's behind the iPad.
Oh, well, we can live stream, so he can probably see it on live stream. But
you right behind the iPad.
He can see. Let me do me. Because at this point, I don't know.
You trying to defend yourself, but that defense doesn't.
But here's the thing, though. So, we was here in this aisle, right?
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Being nice. Mm-hmm. As soon as I heard him say the S, I was like, you know what? Boom. Gone. Mm-hmm. So, I move.
Right.
He went this way.
Mm-hmm.
I went to another aisle, like three of them, right? Three aisles. Next thing I know, here he come.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around, because he was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around, make a sharp turn, make another sharp turn.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around. Guess what? He's behind me. So I went way on the opposite side of Walmart to where he can't find me.
Mm-hmm.
So he was following me.
Did he follow you to the other side of the bar?
No, because like I said, I ripped the ran so far.
Right. So what you? I'm a do what you did. Okay. So y'all started in this one aisle. You left. You went down some other aisles. He was behind you, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you saw him because he started waving, and you turn.
And then he turned, and I turned around, and he was right there.
Turn and turn again. You're going to see him if he's walking towards you.
I turn?
Because he's going to turn, and you walking, he's walking straight.
You
did a square and saw him to your left or your right, whatever way you were looking.
All I know is we was on aisle one,
uh-huh.
Interacted. Mm. I went straight, made a right, that's a turn. Went straight. Hit another turn, that's another right to aisle five, and he was behind me. Mm-hmm. That's stalking or following me. Because why
are you shopping in the same direction?
All I'm saying is this. I got the religious messed up at the end of the day. All I'm saying is I just want to go to Walmart to get my food in peace. That's all. What? Can we all agree to that, though? Can we all agree to that? We just want to go shopping at Walmart in peace. Can we agree to that?
The moral of the story is this, man. You need to get Walmart Plus and just have it delivered to you, okay? Like, because obviously, you can't shop without getting delivered. Okay? So, please get it delivered or just do Walmart pickup, but you don't need to be going to any stores for that Walmart.
I can't go to no stores no more than that.
At least not no Walmart.
I can't go. I go to Winn-Dixie though.
That's fine.
I would say Plugs, but they high as hell.
They are.
They high, but I'm just saying, no means no, and we just want a shop in peace. Can we agree to that? Yes or no. That's all I want.
We can agree to that.
That's all I want. That's all.
There's a big old but.
The moral of the story is we just want a shop in peace.
The moral of the story is you need to understand who is who.
I don't know. I was trying to go. I didn't look to see. I was trying to go. Because I didn't want to hear nothing he had to say. I just want to go in there to get out. That's all. So, like I said, can we all agree that we just want a shop in peace? Yes?
I'm not saying nothing.
Anyways, Dad, look. Well, the LJ, look. Was it yesterday, Dad, or 2 days ago that you sent me that video?
Probably 2 days ago.
So, I don't know if you've been up to date with 2K, though, LJ. So,
did you just ask me, was I up to date with 2K?
Yeah, you probably maybe was. I mean, because it's a big deal, because it's funny. That's why I asked. It's a yes or no question, bro. After everything they went down, just yes or no.
No.
But Dad sent me a video. He made a video. And we called it, bro. So guess what?
What?
They got, what is it, season pass or battle pass now, Dad?
They have a battle pass.
They got a battle pass to where you can spend more money to get your characters how they wanted to be now. And everybody
in the community. More perks.
Yeah. And everybody pissed off about it. So before
that's
that.
That's the model now.
Here's the thing, though.
That's the gaming model.
2K and a hopefully no other game follow suit. For right now, gacha games and 2K is the only group of games that's doing that. Because
Fortnite, Diablo, Destiny.
I ain't talking about like today, like everything you gotta buy, clothes, all that stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I know you know we got DLCs, but they don't have DLCs. They just got stuff that just
what will a 2K DLC be? Like watch the change.
Like my park or something. I don't know.
There's no DLC.
But Dad, go ahead and tell the people what's going on and express your feeling towards the Battle Pass season. But whatever they got going on, all I know is funny. Because 2K literally just telling them, look, if y'all broke, sorry. But Dad, go ahead and tell the people what 2K got going on.
So, the money-hungry people at 2K decided that they're going to add a battle pass down to where there's three tiers. There's I'm not paying for it, $10 and $20. So, like, you get if you get the $20 battle pass, you get you level up faster, you get more items to like get XP better, more and boost to your character, like better rebounding and stuff like that. The other one you get boost, but not the XP boost, and the free one you just walk it out solo, dolo, normal. So. Yeah, and they're charging $20 for that. And each thing you get, like a regular battle pass, you gain levels. After you get a level, you get like certain more items, stuff like that, like Apex or whatever. So, yeah.
LJ, how you feel about that?
I mean, I don't feel no type of way. I mean, they're gonna find a way to get money from y'all.
And the crazy thing is. Go ahead, Dad. Go ahead.
So here's something that I didn't think of until you guys said something right there. 2K doesn't do DLC.
Right.
So they are missing that revenue stream.
I'm sorry, Dad, but that's a if 2K was like, yeah, we're gonna make DLC for the basketball game, I would say, in what mind is your DLC going to be about? Because it can't be roster updates.
They can't do DLC. That's the thing. You can't do DLC for a sports game.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. So they are missing that revenue, so they feel like they have to make it up in this month, this other ways. They're doing it to an extreme. Way to extreme. With the VC and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Way too crazy with it. even I play Madden just came out, I play Ultimate Team. I haven't spent a dime on it yet. Like, I mean, you're able to get the players without spending money, really. Yep. So, like, but people spend money until they get the top players so fast. But, you know, if you got skills, you play enough games, you'll be able to get the players you want. So,
let me say something, Dad. See, here's the thing, though. Like we said, 2K don't have DLC. Because the games you were mentioning and stuff,
right.
They got DLCs. That's a different story.
Okay.
With 2K, they don't have DLC. It's literally, if you want to, like what we were saying 2 weeks ago, a pair of shoes costs however many VC, $50, $60, $70, $100, depending on how, whatever.
Right.
and you don't get no type of abilities, no extra 3-point, nothing. So you literally just buying shoes for no reason. With Destiny and all the other games, you buy the DLC because you get new armor, new locations, all the other stuff. With 2K, you literally buying stuff for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully
it's not for no reason. It's so you can look the flyest in the imaginary game.
The imaginary game. But
see, not only you can look the flyest, but you know, 2K has the nerve to have a runway in the city too.
That's the stupidest.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Like that's, it's nowhere near what happened to him, but it's still the stupidest thing I've heard for a game recently.
It's 1,000% true.
They want you to, like you said, they want you to show off. But like we mentioned it. Hopefully, games don't go this route because with 2K, in like maybe a week or so. Of the game being launched, you literally dropping over $500 in one game.
They don't care.
That just came out.
They don't care.
You right, they don't care. They gonna drop it for sure, but that's all I'm saying. Like at this point when he showed me that, it was funny. But at the same time, we know for a fact people gonna buy it. Cause they gonna want the content, they gonna wanna put the videos out. And they just want to do it just to do it.
Right.
And 2K know they're going to complain. But I guarantee you 2K going to make like over $100 million that week. And they're going to show the numbers. And all the other gaming studios going to be like, oh, we can do that same concept. Let's try to see if we can do it. And everything, like the simplest stuff in games is going to be behind a paywall. that should not be behind a paywall. That's true. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it seems like stuff is going. They gonna have it to where, like, Destiny, they gonna put like a old piece, something, weapon, armor, whatever, behind a paywall, even though it's supposed to take, it should be free. Or they're gonna put a mod behind a paywall where it should be free, like 2K doing. They put in like, hey, if you want to cheat the system, give us an extra $20-$30 on top of the $100, $200, $300 you're gonna spend in order to get your player ready to go in the park.
Well, that's not like they never done that before.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
When they first started doing the DLC for Destiny, back for D2, I say.
Right.
Some of those weapons were behind the paywall, and you wouldn't get them unless you either grinded the battle pass until like level 50, or you buy the day one.
Right.
But now they nerf those guns to where they don't nerf them. They
we ain't gonna talk about that because the Destiny community pissed off at Destiny right now. I don't know when last
most
time.
Communities are pissed at their game. The only community not pissed at their game right now is probably the Boulder Gate community.
Oh no, they gonna be game of the year.
No, it's not. It gonna be close.
You don't think so?
No, you have to remember who's up for game of the year.
Who's besides Zelda?
Zelda.
I mean, that's the only game I could think of that could compete with Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Gate is Zelda. But Dad, why are LJ doing that though? But Dad, so first week of game coming out of 2K24, how much money will a player have to spend in order to pretty much do pretty much get the content out? How much money do a player got to spend now? When the first week of 2K drop.
So are we talking, are we counting the price of the game also?
Yeah. You might as well, yeah.
So we're talking $70 for the game.
$70.
About $100
to get you
guys to 85. Damn. Yeah, so I put that thing on everybody's list, cost like over $100 to get you guys to 85.
So that's one.
That's last year's model.
So that's like $170 right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got the $20 battle pass.
$190, because you're gonna get the battle pass, so you can go ahead and get that content out first.
You're looking at about $200.
What about the clothes? You gonna include the clothes or no?
You'll probably spend about $220.
Damn.
Total.
So about four close to $450.
No, $220.
Oh, in total. Damn, still for 1 week of the game being out?
They don't care.
Yeah.
Damn.
You gonna have Zelda, Spider-Man 2.
I don't think Spider-Man gonna win.
I didn't say win, but I don't think Baldur's Gate gonna win. It's more than likely it will be Zelda that wins it.
Probably.
Baldur's Gate, I just saw the other game. Oh, Starfield.
Oh, you think Starfield gonna win? I mean, gonna be do good?
I'm just naming the nominees.
Oh, okay.
I think Zelda wins it, but that's just the nominees.
But we'll see. Cause both of them, Baldur's Gate and Zelda, got 10s from IGN. So, you know, only time will tell with that one though. But at the end of the day, we just don't want game studios to follow suit to what 2K is doing. Because literally 2K is saying everything you touch in this game, you got to pay for it. If you want a shirt, you got to pay for it. If you want pants, you got to pay for it. If you want shoes, you got to pay for it. If you want to cheat the system to where you don't got to grind, you can pay for it.
But here's the problem. 2K is allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Because they don't own the basketball game.
They don't own the basketball game. You're right.
For those other games, they can't do that because they know there's other games people will go out and play. There's no other basketball game. And 2K has every sport game except for golf now.
Yeah, I think they got golf.
Oh.
I think. I mean, we were covering it. And they had brought some.
Soccer.
Yeah, I don't think soccer. They got soccer. Yeah, EA got soccer.
That's it. They have every other sports game other than soccer. And EA don't have a license for anything.
Oh, and football. They don't got football.
makes football? EA?
I think so.
EA makes Madden, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And football. So.
Still crazy, though. But y'all dropping $200 on a game first week.
Yeah, I mean, people do that. I mean, look at the gacha games.
But with them, though, you can grind, but you're going to grind forever in a day.
Nobody ain't got that much time to grind those gacha games. Those gacha games know what they're doing.
You're right.
For 1 year, you get the equivalent of spending $50.
Yeah. That's how they pull you in. They're going to be like, hey, we're going to get all this stuff so you can pull anybody you want. But after that, you got to spend money. Because when I was playing Genshin Impact, that's what they did. They gave you so much stuff to pull all the characters you want. And after that, they stopped. And then Star Rail, the new one, I was playing that before I took my break and started playing Assassin's Creed. They did that. They like, hey, we finna get all this stuff so you can pull all the characters, but you gotta be luck. And then after that, they stopped doing that. They give you like maybe one or two little things here. But that's how all the gacha games are. They gonna give you everything day one, and then when they had a 1 year anniversary, they gonna do the same thing over and over again. Because that's what Genshin Impact doing. Every 1 year, they give you so much stuff, you can pull any character you want. But you gotta be luck, though. So. But that's all, man. 2K, if somehow this video get, I can't even think of the word, but if somehow this video get a hold of y'all, whenever we post this, I don't even know what to say, because I don't even play 2K. Dad, what you got to say to 2K, Dad?
Man, I ain't got nothing else to say, because I stopped from shooting myself when it comes to it, so it's just...
You still going to play it? You still gonna play it?
Yeah. It's the only basketball game.
He gonna play. I mean he got Madden. He could boycott 2K if just play Madden. I mean, cause college football finna start, you know. I'm just saying.
That's college football. Well,
I know. So Dad, what you mean? I thought you mean Madden more than 2K.
What you
mean? I mean all of it.
Leave me alone. What you say that?
I play all of them.
But I thought you played Madden the most, though.
In my leagues, yeah, I guess.
Right.
But, like, I still love basketball way too much not to play 2K.
I feel you. Me and LJ were like that with the OG Destiny.
I don't play, I guess I don't like basketball enough to play 2K.
I mean, I used to, but, I don't know.
When you're young, it don't matter.
I see where they
college. That's where you know you like the game or not.
I mean, I can see where Dad coming from, but I just don't. I don't know. It's just me. But still, like I said, 2K. I know what you're doing. I just hope different game studios don't get the idea, because I ain't finna pay $70, and then I gotta pay $30 to get something that should be free.
They already,
you know what I'm saying? That. Like clothes, shoes, and all the other stuff, it should be free, unless you do it to the well. It's like, hey, if you buy this shirt, you get like a 2% two attributes to your speed. If you buy these shoes, you get 3+ to your 3-point shot, something like that. You know what I'm saying? If you buy some Steph Curry's that cost 100,000 VC, your 3-point percentage go from 54 to 62 if you put these shoes on. You know what I'm saying? That would make sense.
No, because...
I mean, a little bit. Because, like I say, you buying shoes for no reason. I just go out there and shoot barefoot if that's the case. Because the shoe...
Because nobody will run with you if you got all the 2K shoes on.
You're right. Because the 2K community is toxic.
Toxic.
You know, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. It just don't, to me, it just don't make sense. Because unless, well, 2K ain't going to change. Because people, they spend a hell of VC on it. But I'm just saying, it's shit. If that was the case, the only way I would buy VC, I mean, not buy VC, buy clothes and stuff like that to show off, is if I buy this LeBron James shirt, my dunk will go from 75 to 86%. If I put on these pants, my dribbling will go from 75 to 92. Because
see, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Here's the thing that 2K like does previously, I should say. Everybody will be wearing the same thing at that point.
You're right.
Right.
Some similar to Destiny. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have people making...
The new meta build.
I understand.
Right.
I don't even understand how you have bills in 2K, but that's besides me.
Everything about 2K at this point is just, it's just everywhere. It went from a game where you just go on there and shoot to a game where you got to have this. It, yeah, 2K, I don't know what 2K got going on.
Too much.
They do. But at the end of the day, like y'all said, they gonna do it, man. They gonna pay for it. So that's the sad thing about it. But hopefully game studios that
is gonna pay for it. I ain't paying nothing.
You right. We ain't gonna pay for it. Right. You right. But like that got going on. He got Madden. He gonna spend money on that. And then all his money. Madden already out.
What did you spend money on Madden for?
No, I'm just saying he's the game.
Oh, he's just buying the game.
Okay. Only, I feel like if you gotta spend money in Madden, what? I feel like hope you don't gotta spend.
A football team?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think they do how FIFA and NBA do, where you put money in packs. I don't think they do that. Do they do that?
Yeah, Madden. There's a multiple team one. Yeah, man.
Huh? If it is out of control, we don't hear about it. We don't hear too much about it. So, shout out to the Madden community, I guess. But,
yeah.
Dad, like I said, this is going to be a little short one. I had a crazy week, and Dash told me about this. I found it funny. But, Dad, go ahead and tell these folks your last remarks about everything, man.
Somebody else help us.
They need to bring Street back. I don't know who made Street. Who made Street?
2K.
EA.
2K? Oh, yeah. I was about to say. EA?
Yeah.
I can see an open world Street. NBA Street game.
An open world?
Isn't that open world? Why the hell I say open world?
I don't know why.
I can see a RPG Street. NBA Street game. I can see that. I don't know where Open World came from, but I can see RPG NBA Street game. I can see that, but I buy that if they bring Street back. Ain't no telling that. I don't think it's gonna be a ain't no market for that now. But you know, it is what it is. But LJ, what you got to tell the TV folks? I don't know what the heck I was like for to say, but what you got to say to these folks, LJ? Matter of fact, don't say nothing. I know what you're about to say. No, turn your mic off. Turn your mic off. Don't say nothing. No, why? We done. No, we done. Because I know what you're about to say. I know what you're about to say. Why? I know exactly what you're saying. Turn your mic off. No, you done. No, we done. How? We done. That's... Look at if y'all enjoyed this episode, because I know what you're about to say.
No.
Because when you clear your throat, I know what you're about to say. No, we done for today. You done for today. Put your mic down. Look, if y'all enjoyed this episode, because I know exactly to keep me what silent. You're about to say.
If y'all
enjoyed this episode,
he don't want to hear the truth.
Out there in the stream.
Hopefully,
y'all enjoyed this episode, because I know what you're about to say. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed this episode.
That's so cold, man.
It's a quick and easy, or I say quick and easy. It's just a short rant from Dad because I found it funny. LJ, be quiet.
I
know you're about to say. But other than that, hopefully, y'all enjoyed this episode.
He doesn't understand what he's doing.
Leave me alone. And we catch y'all.
He doesn't see the differences
in people. And
we catch y'all
on the next one. Peace out.
Just help him.
What you about to say? Oh, yeah.